10th Perek of Nida, 2nd Mishnah. Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma, B'yom Shvi, Shachris, and Motzosa, Tahira. We learned before that the Raisa, a woman who sees blood in the times of Nidas, she's Tamei for 7 days. So, even she saw all 7 days, and at the end of the 7 days she stops seeing, that night she can go to the Mikvah with the Raisa. Today we treat all the women that see blood as Zalva Gadoyla, as we mentioned before. Kopanim, Mitzad in the Raisa. If she checked herself in the morning of Bodka Atzma B'yom HaShvi Shachos Matzosa Torah, so she didn't check herself in the last minute of the seventh day. She checked herself in the morning of the seventh day. Bein HaShemoshes Lo Yifrisha, she didn't check herself right before Bein HaShemoshes of the end of the day. Ulacha Yomim Bodka Matzosa Tameya, then after a few days she checked herself and she found that she saw Dam. In other words, we assume that from the point of time she had the deacon, she was Tahira, from now on she's Tahira. She sees blood later on, that's a new thing that happens, and we don't assume that she's Tameya retroactively. If she checked herself on the seventh day in the morning and she found herself to be still have Dam, and then she didn't check herself at the end of the day, even if she found herself tahira afterwards, we say that she's bechazoka, that she's continuing to see blood. Achidush. In other words, they have bechazoka that she saw blood. We never change the chazoka. We have to assume that that is continuing until proven otherwise. Even though normally women don't see more than 7 days, but you still have to be machzik that situation that she stops seeing. This is going back in the beginning of the Mishnah, that it says that in a case where she's becheskes tahira and then later on she sees dam, we don't say it means to say that if she sees dam, she's not tamei retroactively at all, because we already learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that she's tamei retroactively for 24 hours, or if she checked within the 24 hours till the last checking. Like we learned in the first Mishnah also, that if she has a specific time to see and that she saw then, we don't assume she saw earlier. Rav Yehuda Omer Kol Shelo Yifrishu B'Tayyar Min HaMincha L'Mala Reizim B'Cheskes Tmeyo. Rav Yehuda says that since this is a 7 day period, she has to do the Dika of the Hefzik Taira in the afternoon of the last day. If she does it in the morning, it's not enough to be Machzikir B'Taira. We have to be concerned that she saw again later. The Chacham say Afilu B'Shniya L'Nidosa Botka Matzosa Taira in Hashmoshes Lo Yifrishu, even if she checked herself in the second day of the 7 days, and she did not check herself later in the day, she checked herself only earlier in the day. Kisachoma say that once she makes a chazok that she is tahira, then we could assume that she remains in that status of being tahira, even though she was machzik herself in the beginning of the 7 days, not even at the end of the 7 days. That's good enough. Yeah, there's a discussion. What about the first day? Lashon, the Mishnah is mashmal in the second day. Yeah, that's a discussion. Yeah, Kamavan, this is not generally relevant being bodik the first day of one seeing, because anyway, today we wait 5 days before she starts the Shiva Nekiyim. But it could happen if in the middle of the Shiva Nekiyim she suddenly saw some blood. So then we have this discussion. Does she have to make the bdika only in the afternoon? Or she do it in the morning.